And a very good morning to you. It is Thursday morning, the 27th of January, the year 2022. And this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. If we go to the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 22, and I'm reading from verse 8. And he sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat." And so they said to him, "Where do you want us to prepare?" And he said to them, "Behold, when you have entered the city, a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house which he enters. Then you shall say to him, 'The master of the house, the teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large furnished upper room, and there make ready." And so they went and found it just as he had said to them, and they prepared for the Passover. You and I need to have a good chat. That's right, a good talk with our loved ones, with our wives, with our children, with our husbands. And where do we do that? The same place that Jesus did it, at the dinner table. How often, Mom, do you lay the table in the evening for supper? It is so very important. In the family, there's no blue room. I remember as a young man, guys telling me, "We've been sent to the blue room." What does that mean? Well, my wife's not talking to me at the moment, and probably quite rightly so anyway. But that is exactly what the devil is trying to do. He's trying to separate families. He's trying to separate mom and dad. He's trying to separate the children from their parents. Even with this coronavirus going around the world, this wearing masks, I know we have to do it by law. I'm not saying we mustn't. But what I am saying, we don't get a chance, do we, to speak to each other. Jill comes back from the shop. She said, "I didn't see anybody to speak to today. I just saw ladies from a distance. We gave each other a wave, but we couldn't speak to each other." We really need to speak. We've got to speak. Speak to your boss. Tell him you're not happy with the way things are going. No, but he won't listen to me, Angus. Make an appointment and speak to him. Speak to your employee. Tell him the thing that he's doing is upsetting you, so that he can rectify it. Dad, do you know why your little boy doesn't like school? "No, well, you know, I didn't like school when I was young either." No, that's not the point. Maybe it's because he's getting bullied at school and he doesn't know what to do about it. Mom, your teenage daughter, she's under severe peer pressure at the moment. Do you know that? She needs help. She needs counsel. Her boyfriend says he loves her, but he wants to be more intimate with her. And if she doesn't comply, he's told her he's breaking up with her. She doesn't know what to do. You see, just like Jesus spoke to his disciples and told them what was going to happen to him, how he was going to be crucified, but on the third day he was going to rise from the dead. They didn't believe him anyway, but he prepared them. We cannot have any secrets. We need to work through challenges together. Speak about it. Many a marriage can be saved if you just sit down at the dinner table and talk about it. Do you know, for example, what is the favorite color of your wife or your husband? Do you know what toothpaste they use? Do you know what deodorant they like or scent? What food do they like? What flowers does she like? How many sugars in the tea? Today, sit down and have a good, honest chat with one another. And Jesus will do the rest. God bless you and goodbye.